with the fanfare, that means one and only one thing. It means it's Thursday here on Main Street, and we're at the movies with our good friend Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Matt, the movie this week is Conclave. Let's listen to the trailer, and then let's talk about the show.
The Pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
What happened?
They say a heart attack.
You know how rumor spreads and 1.25 billion souls watching.
Well gotten, Lawrence.
It seems the responsibility for the conclave falls upon you.
The supervision of this election
is a duty I never thought I'd have to perform.
They are sequestered, and they must be shielded from all news that may influence their judgment. You understand?
No sane man would want the papacy.
The men who are dangerous are the ones who do want it.
That sounds ominous.
I wonder if I could have a word in private.
You look anxious.
Everything under control.
How has this been kept a secret for so long?
We'll never find a candidate who doesn't have any kind of black mark against them.
Although we sisters are supposed to be invisible, God has nevertheless given us eyes and ears.
You should be careful, Thomas.
All right, Matt, we've heard the trailer. Matt, is this a war? Was it a war or was it a process? This sounds like it's an intense movie to me.
It is intense. One of my favorites of the year. I think it's going to be right in there come Oscar time, pitching in a lot of categories. Picture, director, Edward Berger, lead actor, Ralph Fiennes, probably some supporting people get nominated, I think. I really like this one a lot. It doesn't overstay its welcome in terms of the length of the movie. It's based on a 2016 novel by Robert Harris, and the basic plot, pretty simple, is the Pope dies. Okay. And there is a, you know, the cardinals have to meet to elect the new pope. And the person in charge of, you know, organizing the meeting and the voting is Ralph Fiennes as Cardinal Lawrence. And he is torn on what to do. He has to carry out the duties of, you know, it's like an election. So if you go to this movie, it's going to feel like what we just went through, you know, except there's this room of cardinals and they vote for various cardinals that they think will be the next pope. And I would say it's like an Agatha Christie mystery set inside the Vatican, Craig. There's a mystery going on as to who the candidates are, what their baggage is, and Ralph Fiennes becomes kind of this listener, talker, investigator, trying to figure out who is the best person to take over as Pope. He doesn't want the job. He's like morally ambiguous in terms of not wanting the job, even though he appears to be, as you watch the movie, maybe the guy who's best suited for the job. And so a lot of people, Stanley Tucci plays a cardinal who does not want the job, but Ralph Fiennes wants him to be the next pope. Sergio Castellitto, really good performance by him as a more conservative cardinal who badly wants the job. John Lithgow plays another cardinal who badly wants the job. But they all have little secrets and mysteries. And these things pop up. There's another cardinal who shows up at the voting. Carlos Diaz plays Cardinal Benitez, who's a cardinal that's kind of been in Baghdad and Middle East and kind of, you know, really doing ministry work in some bad places. And he's an interesting character, too. So it's really this kind of election, who's going to be elected. And it's a mystery, too, because a lot of little things pop up in terms of what is this person's past, what's going on with this person, and Ralph Fiennes tries to manage it all. His performance reminds me a little of Paul Scofield in A Man for All Seasons, the great 1966 Oscar-winning film about Sir Thomas More, as he's trying to navigate this morally crazy road to elect a new pope. So the cinematography is great. It's very dark. You feel like you're set in kind of a claustrophobic confines of these hushed rooms in the Vatican, and I liked it a lot. It's you know, there's not a lot of action in it, but like I say, it's a 2-hour mystery, as It's almost like Ray Fiennes has all these people in the same room, you know, at the end of an Agatha Christie, and they determine who did it. And that's kind of how it feels. And I liked it a lot. I think it's going to be pitching right in there for a lot of Oscars and Oscar nominations. Isabella Rossellini plays a nun. She has a very key role in the movie as well. So lots of familiar actors and actresses in this. And I would definitely go out and see this movie.
Matt, this setting is modern day. Does that add to or take away from the mystery and the suspense of the movie?
It's good that it's set in modern day, because one of the things going on in the movie is, where does the church go from here? Okay, the Pope is dead. We don't learn too much about the Pope and what he did, but there are conservative members of the College of Cardinals, and there are more liberal members of the College of Cardinals who want the church to move in a more liberal direction, which is where, you know, Pope Francis is trying to take it right now. And that's why I think this is the movie of the moment to go see, no matter what side you're on. But I do think that the modern issues that the Catholic Church continues to wrestle with, and I'm not Catholic, so I'm going to, you know, divorce myself from that, are at play here in this movie. You know, where is the new Pope going to take this church? Are women going to be ordained? You know, these issues all pop up in this movie, and you know, whoever they elect is going to be, you know, have his finger on the pulse of where the church goes. So I like that it's set in a modern setting, and it feels more like you're watching an election, like you're watching monumental decisions to the future of this church.
Matt, does the movie feel like it's accurate? Do you feel that they did not take liberties with this film to sensationalize it?
So it's a novel. So there are some, you just wonder what conversations really are going on at the College of Cardinals when a new pope is elected. I don't know. No one will ever know. I do think there's probably some liberties taken with dialogue and things like that, but that's okay. It's based on a novel, and it's supposed to do that in terms of making it more interesting. And let me just call out Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes in this movie has, you know, three or four really big scenes, but he does a lot of listening. It's one of these listening performances, investigative performances, and he's a wonderful actor, as you know, two-time Oscar nominee. Some people think this is his Oscar to lose. And it's a great performance. I do think he's probably a slight favorite. We'll have to see if the Bob Dylan biopic with Timothée Chalamet comes off. That could be his stiff competition for Best Actor. But right now, it'd be great to see him win an Oscar, because he should have won for Schindler's List long ago.
Matt, you talk about how this film is really almost a mirror to today's political complexities that we're all a part of. Do you feel that the movie was genuine in the way it portrayed those political complexities?
In terms of based on the novel, I would say there has been pushback from the Catholic Church on this movie. I was kind of checking some things out online. One Catholic bishop referred to it as, if you want to go to a movie where the New York Times editorial board is going to write a movie about the Catholic Church, this is probably your movie. So that was a harsh review. But again, that's from people within the Catholic Church that might think the film leans too far to the left, possibly, on what kind of Pope Ralph Fiennes wants to see elected as in his role as you know, setting up this conclave of cardinals. So it'll depend on your point of view, Craig. I would say going into this, if you're a conservative Catholic, the film might not quite check the boxes for you. I would say that, but go in with an open mind, because you know, there's a lot of people vying for this spot in the conclave.
Any religious movies that compare in one way or another to this film?
Well, I mentioned A Man for All Seasons, and I think that's the film that is reminiscent of this. A very different film in terms of, you know, Sir Thomas More. If you've seen that movie, Craig, he opposes Henry VIII's divorce, who wants a divorce, and it results in Thomas More, you know, being beheaded at the end of the film. And Paul Scofield wins the Oscar for Best Actor as kind of the guy in the room who has morals. And I sense that Ralph Fiennes is that guy in this movie, too. He's the face of integrity, trying to guide the College of Cardinals to pick the right pope. So that's the religious movie it most reminded me of. And that's one of my favorite movies, by the way, A Man for All Seasons. It's so good. But I mean, it's a little different than that, but it did remind me a bit of that, with kind of the political intrigue and the mystery going on inside these walls.
All right, Matt, what else is coming down the line for us before we get to Oscar trivia?
The big weekend is November 22nd, when Wicked and Gladiator 2 both hit the same weekend. There are hopes within the movie industry this will be this year's Barbenheimer, where people will go to Wicked and do a double feature and watch Gladiator 2. The initial buzz on Gladiator 2 is really good. I don't know if any critics have seen Wicked yet. The jury is out on Wicked. It could be really good. It could be one of these great musical adaptations like West Side Story and Oliver were years ago. Or it might be a big miss. I'm just not sure about the casting in Wicked as well, but we'll see. Those are the two big ones coming.
We'll look forward to those, Matt. All right, time for our Oscar trivia moment. This is a religious movie that won 11 Academy Awards in 1960. You already know the answer.
Ben-Hur.
Is that one of your favorite pictures, too, of all time?
No, I think Ben-Hur is overrated a bit. It's basically a one-scene movie, The Chariot Race, which is amazing, but some of it is kind of slow and slack, I think. And I think compared to Lawrence of Arabia, in terms of epics of that time, Lawrence of Arabia is the far superior movie.
Why was it so successful that year relative to the Oscars?
It was a big, big budget, huge thing. It had great art direction. You know, the Chariot Race was amazing. It just caught the public fancy that year, I guess. But I think over time, the film's reputation has suffered a little bit over the years. I don't think it deserved all 11 Oscars. Certainly not Hugh Griffith, a supporting actor who won that for basically showing Charlton Heston the horses.
We've been to the movies as we do each and every Thursday with our great movie critic, Matt Olien. Matt, thank you so much.
You bet.